All right, Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. Figgy Fig is on the ones and twos. Tyler Milner must have had a little fender bender out there on them highways. We was talking about that traffic we were talking about yesterday. T-Mill, hope everything's okay, which I know everything's okay. He's good. I've heard from him. But it happens. It happens out there in traffic.
And, our timing on that is something, though. But for us to be talking about that yesterday and then less than 24 hours later, that traffic literally bite him in the tail?
That's it, man. Hey, look, you shouldn't speak of it, right? You shouldn't speak of it.
Knock on wood, man. Hopefully we get out of here safe. Everybody else, too.
All right, we're out here at 5999 Buffalo Wild Wings. Come out and hang out with us. Bud Light is doing big things. We have tickets and wristbands and chairs and coolers and all kind of stuff to raffle off. Gift cards. We'll do that as we roll through the show today. But as promised, we now got to go to the hotline, baby. We got the Texans defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman, Foley Fatakasi. Foley, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Man, we're doing. Hell yeah, you can join us anytime you'd like, brother. We'd appreciate you to come on in next Thursday, too. We didn't even talk to you yet.
Yeah, man, open line, open seat.
don't be too nice. I'll sign you up for a week's worth now. Hey, tell us about we've been waiting on you to come on. I've been telling the people that I damn sure want my defensive linemen in the gym getting that work in during the season to keep their strength up, man. What was that work? What was your workout today?
Workout today, a little bit of pressing, a little bit of pulling. you know, a little swole session. You know, it was pretty good. Pretty good workout today.
Pressing. We need y'all. Pressing and pulling. I like it. Hey, big picture with in this game against the Buffalo Bills, and this game for the Houston Texans. Great season last year. I don't think anybody expected what the Texans did last year. I know you weren't here, but nobody expected them to make that run to the second round. So the expectation has changed a little bit with you guys. This is a game against one of the big boy contenders in this conference, man. How are y'all viewing this game from inside the building?
Buffalo's a really great team. They've done really well over the years. Everyone knows that. I think the main focus is that we keep the main thing. We focus on ourselves. We execute the areas that we need to execute, strengthen our strengths, and sharpen up our weaknesses. And, man, I think we come out to this game and we execute, and, you know, we should be happy, you know, with how we're performing.
Foley, you're talking about execution, and speaking of that, the fourth down stop, the first play of the fourth quarter in the last game against Trevor Lawrence, you handle business. Tell us how important of a play that was, and how much of your role is that to make sure plays like that get swallowed up?
Being a part of this team and everybody, you know, really taking ownership of their role, it's important because it was a stop that the team needed. And we all rallied together. So, yeah, you know, I came up with it, me and Mario Edwards. But it took the entire defense to get involved in that. So that's what I'm really proud of. You know, we faced adversity and we all came up above it. So that part was, like, very inspirational for me, you know, looking back at it.
Foley, take us inside the D-line room. Look, I know there's obviously a pretty constant message coming from D'Amico to the defense. I'm talking about D'Amico, the defensive play caller, coming to the defense about this game and about this is a step up in weight class. But when you in the D-line room, man, this is a downhill run attack with Josh Allen, a big-bodied quarterback. This is different than what most teams will throw at y'all. What's the conversation in that D-line room about stopping this run game?
Just pretty much like, you know, being one of one. Every person is focusing on their job, bringing high energy with intensity, and making sure that, you know, we all rally together. We keep each other accountable, but we keep each other enthused. So that's pretty much the conversation. We know that Buffalo is a really good team. Josh Allen is a really good player. We're not going to sleep on them. We're going to go in there. You know, we're going to do our jobs. You know, that's really the most important part. And do our jobs with great energy.
Foley Fatakasi joining us here on The Drive on Sports Radio 610. Foley, I want to ask you about the communication between, like as Clint was asking you about the defensive line room. D'Amico Ryans has talked about you guys, the outside guys and the inside guys, communicating and not being sort of like independent contractors out there and really working together. And it does seem like y'all have done a decent job of that. Take us behind the scenes in terms of communication and how you guys, you inside guys, go about working with the outside guys to make sure that y'all are rushing in concert.
Coach D'Amico said it best, no independent contractors, and that's the philosophy that we all truly believe in our hearts. So once one person sees something, we talk about it, we have a plan, and we all roll with it. Don't nobody check out of it. So I think that's the most, I think that's really beautiful about this team, because for me, I would say this would be like one of the first times where I see an entire group work together, really together, and no one flinch at whatever plan that we have. So it's been really great because the guys are, we all learn from each other. We all hold each other accountable, yet we're all behind each other. So it's been really great to experience that. And, for me, I still feel like I'm an ascending player. It's great to have that in my toolbox, so I can continue to grow.
Foley, real quick, man. I don't want to get off into the negative aspect of this thing. Y'all are sitting at 3-1, but I've been in the locker room before. I know D'Amico, and I know as a group, y'all feel like you've yet to put your A-plus game on the field as an entire team. How much of that is front and center in kind of what you guys are discussing? It's not about Buffalo. It's not about your opponent. It's about what the Texans do, and it's time to put your A-plus game as an entire team on the field.
Well, first and foremost, honestly, it's a week-to-week basis. Once one week is done, win or loss, you got to get rid of it and get prepared for the next week, because the next opponent is pretty good, always. I think the main thing is, as I said earlier, this is just keeping the main thing, understanding what each of our jobs are, what do we need to execute, what are our weaknesses we need to make stronger, and what are our strengths that we also need to keep strong. So I think once we keep everything, I truly believe once we keep everything along those lines, I think more times than not, because it is the NFL, it is any given Sunday, but more times than not, you'll look up and you'll be pretty proud about what you put on film.
Foley, let me get your honest assessment without giving away trade secrets. Just your honest assessment so far. And if you want to keep it to just your room, the defensive line, give me what has impressed you most about what y'all are doing, and what areas specifically do you feel like y'all need to improve?
What has impressed me the most about this team, more specifically the defense, is how fast we unified. That's what impressed me the most. It typically takes time, for a team to come together, right? Especially during camp, but it happens so fast. And we all learn from each other really fast. And you see guys getting better from together with one another really fast. And improvement-wise, that comes week to week. Each week you find something you need to improve on, whether it be your eyes, whether it be your hands, whether it be it depends each week on what you need to get better at. So. But to speak more about the positive side of it, the gelling of this defense, more specifically this team, but I play on the defensive side, but has really been amazing to see, and has really been fun to be a part of. So that's really the biggest thing that I take home.
Texans defensive lineman Foley Fotokasi joining us on Sports Radio 610. Foley, real quick, man, we'll get you out of here on this one. I was able to lay my eyes on the field yesterday. The organization, the Texans organization, has done a hell of a job with this rebrand, and I know a lot of folks will play down the uniforms and the rebranding, but again, having been in that locker room, I know when you see those new jerseys and you see the field a little bit different, it's exciting times as a player, man. Just a little bit about this repping H-Town theme that y'all got going on this weekend. I've been telling the fans about it now for all week long. Just a little bit about, as a player from the inside, kind of how y'all view that rebrand.
It's great. It's dope. We would say that it is fun, but at the end of the day, the product on the field has to be the product on the field. So it's great. It's dope to see. It's great to see. But... it's the performance that matters. So, and that's where everyone's head is at, and once again, it's really inspiring to see that.
Yeah, we know you're gonna swag out that H-Town blue. I like the businessman lunch pail approach, but we know you're gonna swag out that H-Town blue, man.
All right, Foley, we appreciate you, man. Go out there, get the fellas right. Get you a good shower now. But don't be getting in that rig you got all dirty after that workout, man. Get you a good shower. We appreciate you coming on with us, man.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That's Texans defensive lineman Foley Fotokasi joining us straight out of the weight room. Pretty cool. D-line convo real quick, man. Just the jury's still out for me with the D-line as a whole. We talked about the pass rush. And we talked about the pass rush yesterday, and I think Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, they've got to be better. They've got to be significantly better in terms of getting to the quarterback. If they're going to show this much pressure, they've got to be significantly better. But the interior defensive line, they've been better than I expected from a rushing the passer perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know that they've been challenged yet, like really challenged the way that they're going to be challenged Sunday against Buffalo with a downhill run game. I don't think the Colts got away from it too early. They ran four plays in the third and half of the fourth quarter or something like that. So they got away from it. I don't know that they've been challenged yet. I'm looking forward to that matchup.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but I would say based off of what we've seen, I feel pretty good about what the interior defensive line is giving you relative to what our expectation was of them. To me, for them to be better, for them to be maximized, you absolutely need those guys on the edges to be better. And so, to me, it starts there. That's where the money's at. That's where the draft capital is, with the number three overall pick that you traded for in Will Anderson and the nearly $50 million that you guaranteed to Danielle Hunter. So between those two guys, they've got to play up to that level, and then you'll see even more out of the Foley Fatakasis and Mario Edwards of the world.
That's it. That's Brandon Scott. He's in for Ron Hughley again. 59-99 Buffalo Wild Wings. Come hang out with us. We'll be here till 6. I've been known to hang out a little bit longer than 6. They got TVs everywhere. We got a Thursday night football game tonight.
Yeah, can't be
we
mad
got,
at that.
We got a Thursday night football game tonight. We got we got Atlanta and Tampa Bay tonight.
Yep. Yeah, a little NFC South.
Yeah, two interesting football teams. We'll get into that matchup as well as we move forward here. But that's going to be a good football game. Come on through, Buffalo Wild Wings, New Caney. Come hang out. Food's great. I hadn't eaten yet. I got to knock something down for too long.
Man.
I'm getting a little hungry, and I'm gonna get me a couple of pops. So come on through and hang out with us again. Big shout out to Bud Light for what they're doing. Come win these tickets, man. We got two pairs of tickets to Sunday's game against the Bills. Each pair of tickets comes with two bracelets to the tailgates. We got two $25 Visa gift cards to give away. And coming up next, 3 o'clock, we got Danny Cannell. We got a little college football to talk, y'all. Danny Cannell is one of the best college football analysts that I know. And he's going to join us next on Sports Radio 610.